During his time on Earth, the wisdom of Siddhartha Gautama, known to the world as the Buddha, transcended the borders of cities like Rajagaha and Savarthi, eventually reaching far beyond. The Buddha's words, simple yet profound, resonated beyond cultural and social barriers, offering a path to liberation that was universal in its appeal. Kings and commoners alike journeyed from distant lands, drawn by the profound clarity of his teachings. From the humblest villages to the grandest palaces, they came seeking the answers he carried. Answers that illuminated the timeless struggles of the human condition and offered a way toward inner peace. One such seeker was a wealthy merchant named Anathapindika, whose fortune was as vast as the fame of the Buddha himself. But despite his immense wealth, which afforded him every pleasure his heart could desire, the finest wines, the most exquisite clothing, the sweetest fruits of the earth, and even the company of the most beautiful women, he could not bear the thought that, even with all of his riches and indulgences, he had never found true happiness. When he came to the Mahabodhi temple in Bodh Gaya, Anathapindika was astonished by the simple blossom of the scene. Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha, was seated under a lush tree, blissfully sharing his lessons with all who gathered around, without charge, without expectation or demands, just wisdom offered freely. Anathapindika halted for a moment, but then the Buddha looked at him with calm eyes and said, "Sit right next to me, please. You know, noble man, everyone who comes here brings plenty of questions for me. But today, dear friend, I have a story and a question for you." "Thus have I heard," the Buddha began, "long ago in the lands of endless sand deserts, far away beyond the east, there lived a poor man whose only possession in the world was a shovel his father had left him when he passed away. But in spite of that, he was the happiest man ever known. And people, especially the unhappiest ones, often wondered, how is it even possible that someone without possessions can be so content and happy? Or, how can you always be so cheerful and smiling when you have no reason to be? But he would always say, well, I have no reason to be sad. Besides, it's not true that I have nothing. I have this shovel my father left me, and, you know, it's not the prettiest, but it's very useful. I can find work with it, or use it in my backyard where I grow some plants. You see, this is a great working shovel, and if you had one like this, you'd probably be happy too. One day, when the main water well of the town dried out, the poor man took his shovel and ventured into the desert in search of a new water source hidden beneath the ground. After walking for some time, he finally found a spot that felt right and began to dig. But as his shovel struck the soil, there was something hard beneath it. At first, he wasn't sure what it was, but as he cleared away more dirt, he was oddly surprised when he realized that it was a ragged old bag buried in the ground. But it was no ordinary bag. It was a bag full of golden coins. For a moment, he just stared at it in disbelief, unsure of what to do. He looked around, but it was just him, his shovel, the desert, and the treasure he had just found. His heart filled with gratitude and joy as he praised the heavens for the blessing he had been given. But after rejoicing in his thoughts and savoring the moment, he paused and began to count his newfound treasure. And so he counted 1, 2, 3, 4, and then up to 25, and then 44. And with each coin he counted, his joy and gratitude only grew more and more. And so he kept counting, now up to 50, and then 78, and then 90. All the way up until the last coin, where he counted 99 shimmering golden coins. 99, he counted. 99? There must be a mistake, he thought, as confusion settled in. Perhaps one of the coins was missing. One coin is definitely missing, he whispered to himself. It makes no sense that such a treasure would be incomplete. 99? That's not the number of a real treasure, but 100. 100 is what a real treasure should look like. Convinced that the true number of his treasure was 100, he furrowed his brow and began to search frantically, inspecting the bag, the ground, and every corner of his surroundings. All his joy and happiness and gratitude vanished in the anguish caused by the search for the missing coin. But the missing coin, it eluded him, staying hidden because it never existed, except in his thoughts and in the greed and the anxiety that now replaced his joy. In a moment of audacity, he thought that perhaps his missing coin had fallen out of the bag and was still buried deep in the earth. The thought gripped him, and without hesitation he began to dig. He dug and dug, and the hole grew deeper and deeper, so much deeper that he could no longer climb out, and he perished there, lost in his search for a missing coin that he never lost, right next to the treasure he had just found. "Now, good friend, what do you think of this man?" the Buddha asked, looking deeply into Anathapindika's eyes. Anathapindika smiled confident in his answer and said, "That man was a fool, for he could not see that the coin was never missing, and he overlooked the treasure he already had in his hands." The Buddha looked at him and simply replied, "That foolish man, it is you, my friend. It is you."